This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. His presidential campaign scrambling to find a venue for Donald Trump to hold a rally in North Texas tomorrow. Grand Prairie and Irving officials have declined offers. Lyle Gensler with Grand Prairie Police told the Dallas Morning News the city would need help from neighboring cities to provide enough security. Plus, a city spokesperson said the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie was not big enough to host a rally. And Mayor Beth Van Dyne said the Trump campaign approached Irving too late to host a rally at the city's convention center. Several Hispanic organizations plan to protest wherever Trump lands in North Texas. He's also planning stops in San Antonio and Houston later this week. The Turtle Creek Corral last night performed a memorial concert to remember the victims of Sunday's mass shooting in Orlando. The free concert took place at the Cathedral of Hope in Dallas, which calls itself the largest LGBT congregation in the country. Pastor Neil Cazares Thomas took over the pulpit a year ago. He said the events in Orlando have brought the LGBT and Muslim communities closer together.
What has been interesting that in the midst of this intersection, there has been a coming together of these communities as we see a common, I'm not even going to use the word enemy, but a common purpose that we can come together and break down these walls of Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia.
Later this week in our Friday conversation, Cazares Thomas will talk about how the attacks are playing out in his congregation. KERA is taking part in NPR's ongoing national conversation called A Nation Engaged. Politicians, pundits, and reporters are talking about how voters make their decisions. KERA's Christopher Connolly looks at what motivates North Texans to vote and what doesn't.
It's just after the lunch rush in the food court at La Grande Plaza Mall in Fort Worth. Jeanette Carrarte is manning the register at Restaurant Jalisco. This 24-year-old says she's registered to vote, but hasn't ever voted before. This year, she says she's thinking about voting for Hillary Clinton. Really, she wants to vote against Donald Trump.
I mean, I'm Hispanic, you know, it's the way that he's like talking and all this stuff. I mean, all the things that he's saying, that probably he's saying he's gonna do, you know, is nothing that we support, you know.
Carrarte says in some earlier elections, she thought about voting, but didn't have her registration card or wasn't familiar with the candidates.
Everything is on the internet, you know, but it's just maybe like the lack of interest in. Or you get busy with something else and you forgot to, like, you know, pay attention to what is going on, you know?
UT Arlington political scientist Rebecca Dean says deciding whether to vote often involves some pretty complicated mental math. First, there's the question of whether you think your vote will be meaningful.
If you think that there's a chance that your candidate might win, then that's going to increase the likelihood.
And that factor, she says, is multiplied by excitement. How pumped will you be if your guy or gal wins? Or how much do you want the other candidate to lose? That's the psychological piece.
But then there's this institutional piece, and that's the cost of elections.
Those costs can be a lot of things. Are you registered to vote? Do you have the right identification? Do you have time to get to the polls between work and making dinner tonight?
So it's the psychological piece minus the costs.
For the majority of Texans, most of the time, the answer seems to be, it's not worth it. 1992 was the last time more than 60% of registered voters turned out to vote. In non-presidential elections, the numbers are much worse. Elaine Wyant from the Texas League of Women Voters says it's partly because most Texas elections are pretty one-sided.
The states with the highest voter turnout have competitive races, and the states that have very low voter turnout, and Texas is number one at that, don't have competitive races.
Republicans tend to far outshine Democrats in Texas elections. In 2012, Obama lost the state by more than a million votes and by just under a million 4 years earlier. Republicans in charge have also drawn electoral maps that make it difficult to swing most districts from one party to the other.
That makes it hard to convince people that it matters if they vote.
Daniel Garza from the Libre Initiative says engagement is a huge factor. His group is working to bring more Latinos into the conservative fold. In a state that already has low turnout, Garza says Latinos in Texas turn out the least.
There's 9.5 million Hispanics out of 28 million total residents. And unfortunately, you know, only a little bit under half of them are registered to vote, and under 40% of those who are registered actually turn out to vote.
The state's Latino population is also young, Garza points out, and young people, often starting families or careers, tend to vote less reliably. He also blames both parties for failing to reach out consistently to Latinos.
It is up to the candidate, it is up to the party, but it is also up to organizations like ours to impress upon the Latino community the value, the weight of their vote, and what it does to change policy outcomes.
I think people get tired of only seeing politicians and the political process in action when there's an election being held.
Joe Chavez helped found the left-leaning North Texas Young Latino Leaders. His group wants the Latino community to produce more candidates for office.
That will lead to more qualified, good representatives in various levels from the Hispanic community for the Hispanic community to be proud of. I believe that will encourage the Hispanic community to stay involved and become involved.
Some of the most involved voters in Texas are in San Antonio this week for the Texas Democratic Party convention. And you can bet they'll also be talking about how to get more people out to vote this fall. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
And at noon, a panel of North Texas political organizers will join Think to talk about what drives people out to the polls. In the forecast, we have a heat advisory in effect from noon until tomorrow night. High today, 92. Overnight low, 75. Right now, 79 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth.